or the name at large, or the name until we find another name, and that became postmodernism. And it had its own attitude, its own flavor, and of course its own set of values that changed our society radically during the 1990s, just completely. And if you look at this from the Christian standpoint, you will see evidently strong radical changes in the way churches appreciated each other, in the way churches developed or disintegrated, in the way that churches became what they are today in style. Especially here in North America, this has been a phenomenon, just a radical, quick phenomenon that has happened in the last 20 years. Postmodernism sprung forth from a historical framework of modernity and became what we're seeing it become still today. It became this society of production by the masses that what modernity was. It became production by the individual. And it became somewhat of an individual society. And it still is showing us the evidence of that as it develops. Now, postmodernism is propelled through the evolution of technology. And that is where we saw some great advances in technology come into place in the early 1980s, mid-1980s, and even in the late 1980s. And of course, they've advanced much and multiplied greatly since then. But we saw the foundations for the technologies that we're using today produced somewhere there in the era of the 1980s, maybe even as early as the mid to late 70s. But it wasn't as noticeable. It was only that was only kept in the media and in the arts that are related to the media. And then it became a user-friendly technology that developed into the 1980s. Now, the dangers that we see of postmodernism are the things that we try to avoid talking about. And these two dangers are the ones that we really have seen develop. And when you hear what I'm going to tell you, don't be surprised and don't think that that's totally wrong. But when these things are used and abused by the individual without any guidance in a bad culture, these can be disastrous. The first one is self-empowerment. I can do anything I want to do. I remember growing up and hearing even one of my siblings tell me, you can do anything you want to do. I remember my teachers in the school system saying, you can be anything you want to be. And that's really wrong in its very, very core evaluative sense. It's very wrong. You can't be anything you want to be, or you would be that, and everybody would be doing everything they want to do. And that's the problem with our postmodern society in one sense of the word. We're not doing what we should do or what we know to do. We're trying to be and do what we want to be and do. The second one is self-deification. Now, self-deification is an interesting thing because it tends to make us our own God. And the philosophers love this because they can bring in mysticism, they can bring in all kinds of things into this mix. And of course, all the Eastern cults and all the Western cults and everything thrive on this issue of you are God. And of course, this plays right back into the original sin of man.